Coming to you live from the city that spawned the band Tesla, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, with a headbanging song in his heart, here's Nate.
And a mullet on my mind. I don't know what that means. Hey, everybody, it's Friday the 13th. Ooh! Unless you waited a day to download it, and then it's Saturday the 14th, and it means, yeah, still scary. it's like a spooky weekend. Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's an all spooky weekend here on 92 Rock. I don't know.
Now for 24 uninterrupted hours of Monster Mash.
Love that song. It's almost Monster Mash
who
time.
Who doesn't? It's almost Rocktober.
It's a graveyard smash.
Actually, it's September. If you're paying attention to your local rock radio station, I guarantee you it's September wherever you might live. They play Led Zeppelin every hour.
Oh, I thought like Zeppelins. No. We go on Zeppelins.
No, it's September. There's September, Rocktober. And then the one that I heard when I first moved to Sacramento, Maytallica. Which I thought was a real stretch.
That's a reach, yeah.
Although I did really like when Quad, which doesn't exist anymore,
played
Nothing But Green Day on
St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
Clever.
Coming up on the show today, there's a settlement and a lawsuit over something on a receipt. We'll reveal the highest paid women on TV. And, we'll also talk about a burglar who allegedly had no pants.
I must be hungry because I know you said burglar for a minute. I was like, ooh, burger. Yeah, I'm hungry. No, burglar. Different. Not edible.
Not the hamburglar.
Mm. Note to self, don't wait till second show to eat food.
There you go. Ted and Becca are away. They're in New York City studying religious stuff and other things. So, and I think delis, vegan food and delis is what they're doing. Something like that.
Vegan delicatessens.
So, Nick and Michaela Pettigrew joined us again. Thank you.
Closer.
Oh, thank
you.
Good. That was closer.
I'm getting there. It's a repetition thing.
Let's just do five shows tonight.
We'll just go right through. We'll go right through Rocktober, September.
Motownvember?
Yeah, a little November rain. That's right.
The Decemberists.
it's a long December. It's easy to believe.
Maybe this year. Oh, now I'm going to be sad.
Right.
Introspective.
I'm going to look at stuff.
That should be a theme for our holiday song, is like depressing shit you listen to at the end of the year.
Yeah, coming.
We were
briefly talking about what to do at the end of the year because I'm going back to Vermont. We're going to have to record some shows ahead of time. So we've got like holiday memories, and there's going to be a music show.
There's going to be the CD Spectacular because we would have recorded on my birthday, but for you traveling, therefore, the show we're going to record should be all about
you,
me. And in advance of that event, you should shop for me on Amazon.com using the link at the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, just go to NateDarlingShow.com, click Shop Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It saves you good money. It helps support the show.
It'd be like a double birthday gift.
Mm-hmm. And that show will be our Christmas Day. And the Christmas Day show, I'm going to put the shows up early that week, by the way. So they'll be available early because one's going to be nothing but holiday music. And I say holiday because we'll throw in a random Hanukkah song for Ted.
Just one.
Just one. And
he'll like it.
Or who cares? It's Christmas time. Damn it. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas time.
Oh, no, not that one. God, no.
What?
That's a teaser for the show right
there.
Oh,
it's true.
That kind of fun.
Yeah, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
Oh.
Global warming. You know how Washington, D.C. likes to protect you from yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, normally we're talking about Congress, but no, it's the city this time. They are proposing a 24-hour waiting period for tattoos and piercings.
Nice.
Which, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird.
Yeah.
It would make people wait. I mean, I don't have any tattoos, and my only piercing was my ear, and I got that done at a mall, so, and I didn't have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think
all of mine were, I have five, and all of mine were very planned, and waiting a day wouldn't bother me. If you want it forever, waiting a day isn't really a big deal.
Like a waiting period for an abortion.
What about the one on your the stars on you? Was that
That's
planned?
A different story. I had planned stars. I went to my first tattoo when I was 18. I designed a star tattoo, but I wanted to wrap my ankle when I went to the tattoo shop. He kind of had the attitude of like, oh, that's going to take a really long time. Look, I did this star tattoo yesterday. Do you want this? And as an 8-year-old, I was like, yeah. And I realized later, someone in Sacramento has the same exact tattoo as me. It's a weird thing we have in common.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should have waited 24 hours and I would come back and then like, no, I want the other one.
Well,
it'd be good for someone like me because I would be like, no, wait, this. No, wait, this. This. Definitely this. No, stop. Don't do that one.
Well, I mean, there's something about getting a tattoo or a piercing that's supposed to be kind of like a spur of the moment thing for some people. Like,
yeah.
Piercing, sure.
A story. Like, I think it's just kind of silly to impose something like a law on somebody that you have to wait 24 hours. Fuck you. Don't tell me what to do. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I'm of age. I'm consenting to do this. I'm going to do this shit now.
But if you want it forever, I don't think it really matters to wait a day, but I do understand that.
No, but I'm just saying there shouldn't be a law doing it. I mean,
and
if
how
it's,
many people get really terrible tattoos?
But it's not. But it's not the government's job or on any level to impose those kind of things.
You know,
look,
who I bet?
This is my dad coming
now.
I want to point that out.
Jeff Pettiger in the house.
You know who I bet opposes this? Like lobbyist wise, would be like the remote, like laser doctor studios all over.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, no, this is, you should do what you want. You should definitely get that dolphin with a rose in its teeth jumping over your butt crack.
Well,
for sure.
And to use the other argument, so you're just going to push people into black market tattoos now at this point, and that's not quality at all.
Use for the tattoo. And
yeah.
Look, I'm going to get a tattoo tonight no matter what. I'll see you in the K Street alley.
Well, let's have the slippery slope argument. Where does it end? Does it mean put a 24-hour waiting period on buying a car? That's a much bigger purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Then what will used car salesmen do? What do I have to do to put you in this car tomorrow?
Break the law.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no skin in the game, as it were, here, because I would never be sure enough of anything to get a tattoo ever. Piercings, though, I love. I really want to get, like, my... No, I would never. I could never pick... Also, my dad would hardcore disown me. It's, like, the only family rule. I probably could develop a heroin problem. As long as that needle was filled with drugs and not ink, we're okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's just a thing in my family.
Just in case we're wondering, this song's in honor.
Paris Hilton.
Yes, it's in honor of your
tattoo. I love this song.
It's in honor of your tattoo, Stars Are Blind.
There you go.
Just like gun owners. A CD from when I was 22.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Both their singles are great.
Why didn't her music career take off?
I don't understand.
She had too much time invested in her paparazzi ink career.
So you're big on piercing. Do you have lots of piercings that we don't know about?
No. Oh, okay. I'm such a fucking square. If that's not clear so far for anybody, I'm not really sure. So you have to understand kind of like the context here in my house. We're not a piercing kind of family. My mom made me wait until I was 13 years old to get my ears pierced, and then I had to go to the doctor to do it. Do you know where you shouldn't get your ears done?
The doctor.
The doctor.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they will, but it's terrible because they're not good at it. They don't know where to put, like, they don't, first of all, it hurt like a motherfucker.
Right.
Because they did it with a needle and it wasn't not good like a piercer.
Yeah.
So, and they did it wrong. So it's like perfectly centered in my earlobe, which maybe if you didn't really think about wearing earrings makes sense.
Scientifically, it's perfect.
But you don't want it in the center there because I can't wear like little hoops or anything.
Why didn't you go to Claire's like every other girl?
Because my mom was worried.
And Nate.
Yeah, because my mom was worried about, I don't know, I was the first child. So my sister got it at Claire's when she was like 8.
Okay,
so we figured it out quickly.
I was like 4.
My mom was traumatized by my reaction. Like the doctor got it with one ear and I was like, I don't want any more, forget it.
My parents were pretty cool. I mean, I got my tongue pierced when I was 15.
That's pretty much like my younger sister too. So then in college I decided on my own, now that I was an adult,
sure,
I was going to go, and I got my cartilage pierced. That at Claire's, I was okay with it.
It's the sleeping and like the healing part.
And then
sucks.
Every so often you whap it against something, and you see stars dancing in the sky and little Tweety Birds. Then I got in law school during my like final spring break of my life, when my friend and I road tripped to San Diego. I just had like a second hold on my ear, and I love the high of getting pierced. Like, I think it's
you
total
should get a
high.
Tattoo then. It's
no,
really fun.
No, I can't. Seriously. We kept, as a family, we kept my brother-in-law's tattoo that he got from, like, when he lived in Egypt that's super cool in his arm, secret from my dad for, like, 12 years before my sister totally, like, spilled the beans on it. And by that time, he luckily had just been in the family long enough after 12 years that it was okay. It didn't cause a thing. But it's a thing. Like, my it's the only thing I think I could do to my dad that would be...
Really?
Really. It's just this thing.
Other piercings hurt, too. When I got my tongue pierced, it looks like a tube.
Right.
The needle. And a piece of your tongue, like, just yeah, I think comes I'd take out. Plug. And there's a little spurt of blood.
Yeah,
just
I don't
goes.
Want my... I don't
it's
want
pretty
my
gross.
Tongue, do you still have... You don't still have your...
No, but I have
no.
the little indention.
Stupid. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to go. I've been thinking about getting the kind of the one on the side redone because I let it close up. But I really want my nose pierced. Actually, a lot. Oh.
Rayanne has a. I like Rayanne.
Just a teeny little.
A nice
I think
little
a little
stud.
Tiny stud. I think
some
it looks
people
really cute.
Look good. I don't think I would look good. In
I think
it.
I have my nose is okay. But the problem is I have this weird red dot on my nose. It's like a birthmark. And I don't think I don't want to put something shiny there to attract attention to the red dot.
I have a little red dot too.
So first I have to get them save the money to have the red dot taken away.
No, we're dot twins. The it's a thing.
The only time a needle's been anywhere near my ear is they drew fluid out of my ear once because I had cauliflower ear.
Nice.
So they sucked fluid
hey,
out of there.
Hey, congratulations for wrestling staying in the Olympics.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was
there
really happy.
Sorry, softball, badminton, baseball.
Well, you know.
Congratulations, Tokyo.
By the way, if you go to Claire's and ask them for a Prince Albert, they look at you in a very horrified manner.
No.
They do.
But they'll do it.
No.
I think you have
use
to
use a tiny little gun still.
I think you have to go to Spencer's for that. That's where they sell the jewelry. Anyway.
I want to get a piercing now.
I want to get mine re-pierced only because it's so close to being pierced. Like sometimes I'll find like my old stud and I'll try to put it in and it gets so close. I know it's gross. But I'm so close. I'm like, God, I could just get a needle and I might as well. There's this indention. It'll never heal.
I took my sister. She lived up here for a summer. No, she came up to visit before the summer, right before she came to live when her fiance, she broke up with her fiance. And she was like, I'm going to get my nose pierced. And I was like, you should do that. You should get a crazy haircut. You should get your nose pierced. You should do whatever. You should not get a tattoo right now. Like, there's the wrong weekend
no,
to
stuff
do that.
That you can
but
back.
Go for it. And yeah. I was like, Mom's going to be so mad. And she was. She was like, how could you let her do that? And I was like, because it was going to be a tattoo. You should be thanking me. Because that would have freaked you out.
Yeah.
And time's up.
Bad time.
Everybody pass in your papers to the front.
So they announced the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who's excited for Bruno Mars?
He's actually
I am.
He's
really a
great good
performer.
Entertainer. Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Did you rewatch his they aired his SNL episode this past weekend?
I mean, I've seen it, though.
It's really hilarious.
Good.
He's really good.
He's no Justin Timberlake, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, no.
He's okay.
He's ethnic JT.
Exactly.
He's no, okay. I love him. I think he's great.
I think it'll be fun.
My kid loves him. He's done Sesame Street, so as far as I'm concerned, quality guy.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to the very beginning of this track again. Now be quiet so we can hear it. A sexy motherfucker. There you go. So that's going to be the halftime of the Super Bowl. Get ready for that one.
Who cares? What was like the last... I mean...
Well, just kidding.
Beyonce?
Who was the last? Okay, Beyonce.
That
was
a pretty
You're right.
Good
that was like the best.
Yeah.
But that was
Who's
like the
that?
Best one.
Okay. The year before that was Madonna, wasn't it?
Madonna's done it. Tom
the
Petty's
Stones,
done it.
I think.
Britney and NSYNC did it with Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Britney Spears. Britney
That's
Spears.
The 90s.
Britney
right
Smith,
there.
Aerosmith. Yeah,
yeah.
That was a really
that was
good
a really
show.
Great one.
That was back when they cared.
I just remember I remember the Prince one because Prince was the year after the Boob Gate thing.
Oh,
and his the opening thing, like the opening shot. Was him silhouetted behind a big sheet mm-hmm. with his guitar, like as if it were his penis sticking out. And I was like, come on, really? No, we're not going to freak out about that.
No.
We saw not a nipple and that's the end of the world. And giant like print symbol phallic scary penis thing is that's cool. It's
double standard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool for some people. Nick, I found this a few weeks ago and I've been wanting to play it on the show. But I haven't yet. But since you're here, I think you'll enjoy this because I didn't know this existed and it's really old. You might recognize the song.
Yeah. I know the tune.
Here it comes. Can you name the artist?
No.
Famous?
Can we get a clue?
Famous all-time rock band.
The Beatles?
You're not that far off, but
Rolling
no.
Rolling Stones.
Nope.
The Monkees.
No.
I don't know.
By the way, a pox on you for putting the Monkees in with the others.
I know.
I don't know who.
Another clip.
You just said it.
What? Oh, the Who.
Oh, the Who.
Oh.
Sure.
It's a challenging lyric. A
little bit of, yeah.
All of the notes.
Yeah. They got them all in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just was waiting for an excuse to play Batman by The Who.
That's good. I like it.
There you go. I should have played it when we announced Ben Affleck. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go. So, sometimes I search for things and sometimes they are thrust upon me. This story was kind of weird. It's out of Lemoore, California, which is down in the southern Central Valley.
Lemoore.
Christiana here to correct all of your city pronunciation.
There's an Air Force base there. Airfield or something.
The mothers of five California girls say their daughters were injured by a chemical reaction resulting from lime juice and the sun's rays. They all say their daughters decided to operate a lime and lemonade stand to cool off on a recent hot day, and it was more than a day before severe burns started showing up on all their skins. That's according to KFSN-TV in Fresno. Pronouncing Fresno right, aren't I?
I think it's pronounced Fres, yes.
No.
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 Exactly. It was my youngest one that woke up screaming and crying. She just couldn't handle the pain. And there were big blisters that were growing quickly all over her body. That's according to one mother. All five of the girls were soon covered with severe burns, and their moms told doctors about the girls' exposure to lime juice. Doctors determined the condition was something I'm not going to try to pronounce. It results from chemical reaction in the lime juice caused by the sun's rays. One of the mothers said, "We just want the word out. We want other parents to know so that they don't go through what we've been through." The girls are recovering from their injuries and have returned to school, but their moms say they have to limit their exposure to sunlight. I saw the video, and it's bad. They got really bad. It looks like chemical burns all over their legs and arms.
From drinking it, or just...
No, because they were doing a lime stand, and they got limes.
What's a lime stand?
People in Lemoore. So they got lime juice on their skin, and wherever they got the lime juice on their skin, be it their arms or their legs, and they were out playing in the sun, they got this weird chemical burns from just this strange reaction. So
it's a great lesson that those girls need to know how to properly make drinks.
Right.
They're very clumsy at it.
The citrus juice goes in your hair to make you blonder.
That's
I thought
lemon.
That was the...
Yeah.
I think...
Okay, well, I mean, I don't... I think it's...
I think the
science experiment.
The real lesson.
Let's do it with your hair.
I need a grapefruit girl, an orange girl, a lemon girl, a lime girl. Hypothesis.
And you need your control.
I think the real lesson here is that plants are out to get you.
I hate trees.
Mm. Plants are out to get you. Because if you can rub meat all over your body and nothing bad will happen to you.
Yeah, it just attracts some people.
Or animals. But again, the sun won't kill you if you're covered with bacon. It
yeah.
won't happen. You'll smell delightful all day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's test that, too.
I just horrified Becca. just rub meat all over you.
You know who used to be covered in bacon? The pig, before you killed it to get the bacon.
Yeah, well, circle of life. So, question from the Globe and Mail in Canada. It's Canada's preeminent newspaper. Does watching porn make you more sexist? Hmm? Well, after watching hardcore pornography, jerks get more sexist and hostile, while agreeable gents like Nick, viewing the same material, remain agreeable. Mm-hmm. That's the gist of the new study that explores...
So douchebags are douchebags,
yeah.
And nice guys are nice guys. So the answer is no.
Basically, it's a survey of 200 Danish men and women aged 18 to 30. They were asked about their past pornographic consumption. They also looked at their personalities, namely how agreeable they are. According to the authors, a person low in agreeableness holds more antagonism, coldness, hostility, suspiciousness, disagreeability, unfriendliness, and self-interest. The researchers then showed the 200 responders porn in a laboratory because that's the best place to look at it. Mm-hmm. Afterward, measuring the responses to various sexist attitudes, only the men with low levels of agreeableness showed a rise in hostile sexist beliefs after viewing the kinky footage, and even then it was only a modest rise. The study shows the importance of an individual differences in research on pornography and scores that the effects of pornography on attitudes may not be the same for everybody. That's according to the lead author, Gert Martin Hald, who's an associate professor in the Department of Public Health at the University of Copenhagen. The study is important because it may help nuance the view of effects of porn and enable us to better understand for whom adverse effects of porn are most likely and the mechanisms by which such effects occur. This could be used in prevention, education, or clinical interventions. So porn doesn't really do that much, apparently.
Yeah. I think they've just discovered that media affects people differently.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy, right?
Film at 11.
But well done, science. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being like that. You know what else does the same thing? Beer.
Yeah.
Beer. You know, if you're agreeable and you have beer, you tend to be pretty agreeable. And if you're an asshole and you have beer, you tend to be an asshole.
My dad always said, you can't use alcohol to change your mood. It's going to heighten the mood you're in when you started drinking.
Well, that's not true either. Because I can start in a bad mood and be drinking, and I can end in a great mood.
Sometimes.
Yeah, have some laughs, enjoy yourself.
You just sort of become yourself.
Yeah, your dad's wrong.
Yeah.
You're all assholes. You take your tattooed selves and you get out. Nate can stay.
No, thanks. Since I live here. Pornography. And unless you're down in L.A. where they're shutting down the porn industry again because people keep testing positive for HIV.
Oh, God. I worry about that.
Such a surprising thing that's happening with all those people that are having sex without condoms.
Yeah.
Well, the industry should have been. I mean, they should have been controlling that stuff.
Yeah. They're timing like 2 months.
Not taking the steps they need to take. Yeah. The most frustrating thing.
Yeah, including Sydney Leathers, the Anthony Weiner chick, was apparently exposed secondhand to HIV because the person she had a scene with had done a scene with somebody who tested positive for HIV. So, I mean, you can just be a casual porn performer now and be in danger.
It is bad. It is very troubling, though, if the solution to this for the porn industry is just moving away from where
they want to mandate condoms.
They'll be made to protect their employees.
Yeah.
Well, so don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, and anywhere you would go, like the most libertarian places, don't seem to be a good fit for the porn industry either.
You know, I think Nevada will make a nice home for the porn industry.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's where they're going.
Hashtag save Chatsworth.
And the other thing about the porn industry is what's happening now is much like how radio is becoming podcasting, a much larger section of the pornography business is homemade porn.
Mm-hmm. Webcams.
Yeah, yeah, webcams of individuals who decide, I want to do my own porn thing. And they put up their own website, just like we did this podcast here. And except instead of pod, it's poon or penis, whichever.
Mm-hmm. Or a mixture of both.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Do whatever you like. And it's kind of how the internet has changed everything now. But yeah. So
all
technology,
it's always about the porn.
It is. And if you'd like to start your own porn site, you can get anything you'd need at Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. Everything from a bright red butt plug and the lube you'll need, because I know somebody bought one that way, to the computer and all the stuff you'd need to host the site.
No, it's not only us. Why are you looking at me?
Definitely, Christiana.
Yeah.
So, she winked at me, you guys.
It helps. So, help support the show by go ahead and doing that. And assert your independence. You can even buy masks so that your employer won't recognize you when they're surfing porn at home on their computer that they should have bought that way, too. Anyway, moving on to something Christiana knows about. Law school. A St. Louis woman is fighting for more time on a law school test. She is in a fight with the national organization that handles law school admission tests, and it's all over 54 lousy minutes. That's the amount of extra time the recent graduate of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, says she needs in order to be judged fairly by the test, according to a lawsuit filed in federal court in St. Louis. The suit argues that that 61-year-old Joan Hoyt, who has learning and attention disabilities, needs special accommodations when she takes the law school admission test, which is referred to as LSAT. Among her requests, Hoyt wants twice the normal amount of time to take the 210-minute test used by law school admissions offices to select students. She is also asking for the use of a white noise machine, a computer for her written essay, and the ability to bring food and drinks to the exam.
Jesus Christ.
And a hammock. No, I made up that last part. The lawsuit says that she has difficulty writing, is easily distracted, needs frequent breaks, and reads at about 2.5 times slower than her peers. Of 61-year-old people who want to get into law school, all she wants is to take the test. She wants to take it on a level playing field, said Joanne Simon, a Brooklyn, New York attorney who specializes in disability cases.
If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers.
They do this, though. Testing accommodations, that's not...
You get like
abnormal.
Snacks. And
I mean, it depends on what you need.
Snacks,
I don't know.
A white noise machine.
And I don't know if this is a state thing or if it's the LSAT people, but it's not unheard of. I mean, one of the criticisms of the SATs now is that it's only like rich kids' parents know how to game the system to ask for the accommodations, and poor kids with legitimate, you know, but undiagnosed because their parents have no way to diagnose it, disabilities don't get the time they need. But I mean, if she does have legit medical concerns, it's not abnormal to have testing accommodations.
Well, then, is that an even playing field, though, or is it a slanted playing field to ensure that she has the best conditions possible for her to take?
Depends
it
on what her. If she has a legitimate disability, then it probably is a level playing field. If she has some kind of cognitive problem,
but the time and the white noise and the computer, so she doesn't have to write it, and the snacks.
What if she? Okay, this may be a silly thing, but if she had no hands or arms, she'd have to be provided with a different way
but
to input her information.
But she does have hands and arms.
No, of course she would.
I mean, her thing is not
I don't
read slower.
I don't know what her actual... But assuming, just for the sake of the article, that she has legitimate medical needs, then fine.
Well, what isn't it... What are the legitimate medical needs that necessitate those things?
Person to person.
Well, she said she had ADHD. Yeah.
And the white noise thing. It doesn't seem that beyond the pale. When I took my LSAT test, we had a very friendly testing center where during the break time they actually put out a big plate of giant cookies and soda. And I thought, that was nice, guys. Most places don't do that. That's all. Just sharing.
I think if she just wanted the extra time and that was her medical reason, that's fine. I think when you get to like, I would like all of these things... Because I read slow. Because
you only get one disability at a time. And if you have more than one,
no, but she's saying it's that she reads slow. And
then
she's saying, I read slower and I have ADHD. So why does she need snacks and a computer?
I don't know.
I mean, it just seems like.
There's a chance, a slim chance, but a chance the article might not comprehensively be addressing the entire factual situation.
It does not. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger issue here is law school is what, 3 years?
Yep.
Okay. She's 61 years old. She can't pay attention. She needs snacks. And she reads really slow.
None of those are problems in law school.
And she's going to be 64 years old by the time she's actually out of law school and able to take the bar.
We should put her down now because she's too old to be productive.
No. But what I'm saying is this. It's going to be a bad time at the public defender's office when that's the straw you draw. We've sent your public defender down.
She probably won't get, just because you go and graduate, don't mean you're going to get a job anywhere.
No.
Especially these days.
Well, I mean, at the public defender's office.
No, those are really competitive jobs.
Okay.
You think it's a bottom of the barrel thing? That is fucking the farthest thing from the truth. There are kids willing to work for free there just so that they have the training that they can go and get another job. It is not at all a crap job to have. It is super competitive and just poorly paid.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I do.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking if I'm the poor criminal in jail and I'm like, I need a public defender, and she comes rolling in with snacks.
And a white noise machine.
And a white noise machine. It's going to be bad times.
She shares her snacks, then that's fine.
I don't know about sharing. So, interesting. We'll see how that goes. I might keep track of the story. I don't know.
See, I think a more interesting story would have been the guy in California who's in the midst of a massive lawsuit that's, I think, at the Supreme Court level because he is sort of a Dream Act kid who's here. He's gone to law school, but he can't get a license. He's passed the bar, but he can't get a license because of a federal law that says you can't give any professional license where the money comes from the state to somebody who isn't documented.
Well, if only he had the time to fill out paperwork to document himself.
Yeah, because that's the only thing that stands between a person and a visa is filling out the paperwork.
Well, it's a good first step.
Right.
It is.
And he hasn't done any of that.
Well, I don't know. Has he?
Obviously, he has.
Has he? Obviously?
Yep.
Okay.
We didn't talk about the story. We talked about this woman who probably has legitimate medical concerns.
We did.
Yeah, I'm not denying that she doesn't. I just think it sounds excessive for what she's claiming. But But maybe they didn't say everything she needs.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
That's the transition. Anyway, so in Oklahoma City, and I'm starting to think very strange things about the state of Oklahoma. Headline, pantsless burglar allegedly breaks into home, makes milk and cookies. Let's go to K4 News now to find out the whole story.
Freaky Friday for one Metro mom. She'd made 3 dozen cookies the night before, and perhaps word got around because this morning, a hungry burglar came in with a sweet tooth. But thanks to those delicious cookies, well, that thief didn't get too far.
Say good morning.
Food it was coma. A morning this mom will never forget. Kelly heard a noise in the kitchen around 6:30. She thought it was her boys getting up for school. She headed to make breakfast and got a huge surprise.
Somebody was standing there with that door open. And then she walked and looked a little bit this way and I said,
"How big
who
a
are
surprise.
You? And what are you doing in my kitchen?" And she said, "My name's Michelle. I'm just having cookies and milk." And I stayed right here and I said, "Sit down, Michelle." I said, "I need to know who else is in this house and I want to know how many people are with you."
The woman said she'd been beaten up and again was there eating milk and cookies.
She got a plate out and she had cookies she had eaten off the plate.
Police believe the suspect came in this outdoor patio area, made her way to this kitchen window where she then jimmied it open and came into the house.
So but anyone she left else something wants behind. To come over.
Her pants were right outside that window. I guess she couldn't get up that high to get in to get the cookies.
The woman also hit the fridge.
She did get pesto and pepper jack cheese.
Gone through all the kitchen drawers.
She liked these. Before she'd set anything down on the counter, she put something soft so when she set it down, it didn't make sound.
And found very some polite. Cash and jewels.
I ran to my bedroom and I flipped the light on. I said, "Honey, get your gun and get in the kitchen." She goes, "What?" I said, "Get the gun and get in the kitchen." By the time we got back, she had run out that door.
Police caught up to 27-year-old Michelle Stevens about 10 minutes later and took her into custody. In her rush, she forgot the cookies she'd packed to go.
That was hers. Her little cookie pouch.
It wasn't really a cookie pouch. She had just put some cookies on a paper towel and folded it over.
That's a cookie pouch. How dare you? Okay. That's how we transport cookies.
It was just well edited there because really what the wife said was, "Honey, get up, get your gun and your white cane. Get down here."
It's terrible. No, that's Iowa. This is Oklahoma. It's very different.
The same in the middle. Who cares?
The middle. Yeah, it's no different.
They both make corn, right?
No, I don't believe corn grows.
Oklahoma, yeah.
No, they make.
Oh, I bet there's cornfields in Oklahoma.
They make meat there. Just meat.
What does the meat eat? Corn. Done.
Corn brought in from Iowa.
Right.
The imported corn.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. This whole thing, I wrote this and then changed all of the stories. So I have to. What a mess this is.
Everybody just say something
start
that's cool
again.
Or toolish.
Let's start again. All right. First up in cool or tool, lime. Nick.
Cool. I love lime. It's delicious.
Mrs. Nick.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just playing games. Christiana.
I like to put it in the coconut and drink it all up. So I think it's cool.
You know what? Lime is tool. And here's why. Because lime masks shitty beer way too often. And people go, "Oh, no, that beer is great. That beer is awesome." No, the lime you put in it is awesome. It masquerades bullshit beer.
So doesn't it
make shitty beer drinkable? Yeah. Wouldn't that make it cool?
No, it lets inferior beer stick around when it shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It's like
sex, chocolate pizza.
It's an enabler. So tool.
Have you ever put lime on chili?
Yeah, of course.
It's a revelation.
Okay. Fair point. Up next in cooler tool, people who can't do things. Christiana?
Tools.
Michaela?
Tool.
Nick?
Tool.
Yeah, people who can't do things really need to start learning how to do things better. Do better. That's all I got to say. And finally, in cooler tool, pants. Michaela?
Tool. I hate pants.
There you go. Nick?
I love pants. Cool. What? Pants are amazing.
Christiana?
Cool. Sure. Yep.
Shorts are cool because the breeze goes up the leg. Pants are hot because it does not. I don't know what that means. Anyway, pants are perfectly cool.
No, they're not.
Pants are the bedrock of all polite society.
Unless they're bell bottoms or parachute pants, they're Well, parachute pants used to be cool too, but that was in the 80s.
That's right.
Whoa.
If I could get away with no pants all the time, I would.
Well, you could wear a skirt.
No, I just like hanging out of my house with no pants on. It's just the best.
She does.
Okay.
She really does.
I really do.
Well, that's fine. It's your house. Do what you want.
It's your house. As long as it's not someone else's house and you're not taking cookies.
Are you saying
I've had to remind her that numerous times.
I can't come over and not wear pants.
You do you.
Okay.
You do you.
Yeah. Who are we to judge? I mean, honestly, who are we to judge? Oh, wait. I have a podcast. That's what I do. I judge. That's what we do. Podcasts are for yelling, ranting, and judging. Anyway, this story I found very interesting because I myself am on a diet. I've lost a little bit of weight. I want to lose more. Headline, skinny people poop will save us all. Could a simple meal of skinny person's fecal matter be the key to slimming down?
Yeah, I don't think you eat it.
New research is looking, crazy as it sounds, incredibly promising that special food made with the microbes from a skinny person's poop will actually be a miracle obesity cure. So you do eat it. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Just try to focus on the everyone becoming healthy part and less on the poop part. As unlikely as it may seem, fecal transplants are actually turning out to be the stuff dreams are made of. And apparently, this magical poop procedure has plenty to give. After some successful rounds of experimenting, scientists now believe that one possible answer to the rampant obesity problem could very well be lying in thin people's feces.
Also.
Yes.
The food we eat.
Well, there's that.
And the amount of it.
Diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Be part of it.
There's that. But
shit transplants.
Findings by a team of scientists, don't mock scientists, at Washington University School of Medicine build upon an already sizable body of work, which is more frightening than anything, that indicates microbes play a big role in managing your body's weight. In the test, four sets of twins, one obese and the other not, gave the doctors fecal samples just teeming with all the lovely intestine-dwelling microbes you could hope for. The scientists then transplanted the samples into mice bred to have no gut microbes of their own and found that the samples of thin lady poop were made mice maintain healthy weight, while the obese twins' defectory goodness made the mice gain weight. So, there you go. If it works with mice, it must be something.
That's a stepping stone to all human testing is mice.
It is. It's true. But Fievel. Fievel. What a Fievel. Anyway. I don't know.
Fievel's got an ear growing in his back right now.
So it has not been tested on human subjects yet, but you know that's next. So
isn't it like that? It's like the sixth sequel straight to DVD. It's like Fievel goes to the lab.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. <geez. laughs>
It's the lab from Gremlins 2.
Fievel goes to medical school. It's not what you think at all. It's terrible.
It's a crossover with Secret of Nim.
No. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, I think you lost all of us.
Wait, Secret of Nim? Are you joking me?
No.
We don't have children.
No, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
No.
No.
Nope. It's just you.
No, but okay.
Abigail Breslin, Secret of Nim.
Don't give me you don't have children.
We don't.
Disney freaks. I would think you'd watch all kinds of animated films.
If it ain't Disney, it don't matter.
It's Don Bluth, which makes it amazing. He used to be from Disney.
Well, he's not now.
I can't even look at you now. I can't even look at you. Go to the next story. I can't even look at you.
Tell us about it.
Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. It's amazing. What's wrong with you? It's like children's literature, and it's a great animated film.
Okay. I'm sure it is. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Were none of you children yourselves?
Phantom Tollbooth? I'm a big fan of that.
Never
it's all about perspective,
it.
Oh, my
guys.
God.
Okay, moving on to the next story.
Fantastic.
Forbes has named the highest earning women on TV, and once again at the top, Sofia Vergara.
I thought Oprah. Okay.
Nope. Forbes.
It's like on TV, not like, it's like screen people,
but it also
right?
includes like her commercials and mm-hmm.
right.
deals.
But yeah, it's like actresses, not
why
isn't producer
it not Amy Poehler?
People.
That's all I want to know.
Well, Amy Poehler is on the list. Here is your list of the highest ranking women. Kerry Washington is at number 20. Mindy Kaling.
Hey.
Whitney Cummings.
Hey.
Courtney Cox.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel.
Sure.
Lena Dunham.
Yep.
Juliana Margulies.
Sounds good.
Amy Poehler turned 7 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Hannigan, 8 million.
Hey.
Kobe Smulders, who I don't know.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
And okay. yeah. the Avengers.
Robin.
And soon to be S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D. too?
Well, yeah. She's going to have a small part. Agent Maria Hill.
Ellen Pompeo, Melissa McCarthy, Courtney Kim and Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Tina Fey, all at 10 million. Mariska Hargitay and Kaylee Cuoco made $11 million each.
Yeah.
And Sofia Vergara, $30 million.
Wow.
That's crazy. Endorsements.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's Pepsi.
Pepsi. Yeah,
that's Pepsi. But Kaylee Cuoco is also Toyota and DirecTV.
Yep. Does it, yeah. Does she do? Is she the Priceline?
Priceline. Yeah. Yep.
Amy does the Best Buy cell phone.
Yeah. Something? Yep. Which that's not gonna get you far.
Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I didn't because she was acting kind of like a tech dummy. I don't want her to be a tech dummy.
Well,
maybe she is in real life.
Yeah, she has
possibility.
Not,
I know I don't like stuff that places stereotypes. That's just my thing.
Well, maybe she just doesn't know tech.
They also have, like, the Bill
dumb.
Hader is really dumb in the T-Mobile commercials.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
Yeah.
Because guys being dumb is fine. So, yeah, I was a little low. I'm getting a dirty look, aren't I?
Yep.
No?
Oh. Oh, hold on.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Yeah.
What's that one from?
Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
What disturbs me about this list more than anything is Bethany Frankel and Tina Fey are making the same money.
Doesn't she have a talk show?
She
too?
It just
she works her ass
it's
off.
It's the booze.
That Bethany Frankel,
it's the booze company stuff.
That
so
Slim
she,
Girl, whatever it is.
Oh, the Slim
Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl vodka.
Yeah. Slim Girl.
But I'm surprised that I
it's
mean,
all
I'm,
made with Bethany Frankel shit. So
I don't know
just
how else, yeah. We'll get some now.
So you go, girl. You Kardashian girls and your $10 million. Craziness. By the way, let me just say something. I'm kind of pissed about the Kardashians because I do keep up, and they decided to split the season in two and put like a 4-week waiting period in. So it was like, oh, at the end for the mid-season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm like, what? What?
That's like they're all doing that
yeah,
now.
That's an
though.
Yeah. Total Divas doing a mid-season finale.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, next week's is a mid-season finale
for
Total Divas.
I love
that
show.
Question.
Yes.
For everyone who hates these, if they just called,
how dare you?
No, no. I'm saying no for everyone who hates the mid-season this
okay.
break.
Okay.
If they just called it two seasons.
No,
would you
Psych,
be as
Psych
angry?
Does that too, and that also annoys
they
me.
All the USA shows
that.
Do it, and increasingly, ooh, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm
sorry, audience.
Sorry.
Listeners, it's okay.
But increasingly, the even the network shows are doing that. They go away for no apparent reason, come back on
well,
later
the,
on.
The reason network shows do it is because they want to have a nice ramp up for the ratings periods in November, February, and May.
I know, so, but they get longer. The breaks are longer.
Well, I
now.
Think the breaks mm-hmm. also happen when all the new shows on TV are going to start, where people will probably be more preoccupied with, like, September is a huge month for all the shows coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, like, a reality show that's not as popular, but it's popular in the summer when there's not a lot of TV to watch, that's a good time to take a break.
Yeah, no, I mean, the season definition is evolving, but the primetime stuff increasingly takes a break similar to cable, but we haven't completely let go of this 21, 22 full season model yet.
Yeah.
Whereas if we just called it, like, if we just, you know, if it was a 12 episode season one and two, and you had more than one in a year,
more like
who the fuck cares?
Like
just,
Once Upon a Time drove me fucking crazy with that. Once Upon a Time, it was like every 2 weeks they take 3 weeks off or something.
Right, and then half the time it kills the show because the show hasn't found a footing anyway.
Yeah,
then you pull it for whatever, and you're like, oh gosh, it didn't find an audience.
Yeah, since we were talking, since we brought up Total Divas, is that show not?
I love that show.
That is an awesome show.
I love Total Divas.
Yeah. I have to say, it's kind of making me want to watch more of the girls on Raw, too, because I've been watching Raw with Nick for like 4 years now.
Right.
And we usually skip through the girls because their storylines drive me nuts. Because you have someone like AJ that drove me crazy this week, too, who's a great wrestler and never gets to wrestle.
Right.
She has to be like the crazy girl and she's not on the show. And so she's doing this whole like heel criticizing all the girls about it.
And she got, oh, God, that promo that she cut on the girls. She said, you can't even lace up my Chuck Taylors. I was like, oh, shit.
She threw it down.
Yeah, she did.
And that's not even on the Total Divas show. The Total Divas show is basically the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
And then you've got...
Which makes them more likable, I have to say.
Yeah, they're heels on wrestling, but on the show, they become human beings, and you kind of see their whole thing. Although, I don't know how I feel about this whole love triangle sort of thing with Natalia.
And, oh, the whole Natty thing. That's yeah, so weird. Ridiculous.
It's very strange. And then the girl with the bright red hair.
Eva
and,
Marie.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Can she even wrestle? Like, I mean.
No, I don't think so.
Who's the one, the boyfriend of Arian? What's his name?
Oh.
God, oh, all we do is mock
I
him.
I hate that guy.
He looks like
He's
Shrek.
He's the stupidest guy. He's like,
baby. Baby, did you see me? I want to do this. Are we going out tonight, baby?
Oh, look, I'm at the door.
He's also Armenian, like the Cardassians.
Yeah,
they did the meet my dad thing in the last episode, and he's like, "You don't understand, baby. You meet my parents. It's like when you're getting married." And the dad was all like, "I don't want my son going around with no kids, no wife, no fiance, just free. I don't want that."
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I like he takes her to the ring shopping and he's like, "My dad thinks we should get married." Like, so romantic.
Right. "My dad said I have to do this now. Baby, come on, baby. We're going to do it." I love the one in Vegas.
Turned into Schwarzenegger.
Jimmy.
The one where they had like Natty's bachelorette party in Vegas. God, yes. And it's like all WWE people are in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And this guy rolls and she's like, no, no, don't come. And he shows up. He's like, "Baby, I'm here." And then he's like rolling around on the bed.
I'm
going like,
to drink this whole bottle, baby. He drinks all the tequila.
And he's like, "I need to shower." But while he's saying he needs to shower, he's rolling around on her bed.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want.
You would like it. You should watch it.
It is fantastic. Anyway.
Whatever. I got a cat. I'm happy.
It's true.
And I was so sad you guys all went to Raw. And I was like, I think I watch Raw more than anyone that's going to Raw. It's so good.
Well, certainly more than Rob.
Certainly.
But he got his experience in. And even without William Regal.
Yeah.
The only British. He
got to see Wade Barrett, though.
That's true. True, he did. So, an ethnic Korean woman who sued CVS after an employee changed her name to Ching Chong Lee on a store receipt has settled a $1 million racial discrimination lawsuit filed against the pharmacy chain. That's according to court records. In the court filing, lawyers for Hyun Jin Lee reviewed that a settlement agreement had been struck with CVS, and as a result, the New Jersey resident was voluntarily dismissing her federal complaint. The dismissal notice offers no details of the settlement agreement, although it likely included a hefty payout to the 37-year-old plaintiff. The deal was reached about 2 months after Lee filed her complaint in mid-April. A lawyer for Lee did not respond to phone and email messages seeking comment about the settlement because they're not talking. In the lawsuit, she describes herself as, quote, "an adult ethnic Korean." Recalled that when she picked up photos from a CVS pharmacy in February. Why are you picking up photos from the pharmacy?
Because she was in. Yeah, she had amnesia. She thinks it's 1992.
Right.
She doesn't have a Costco membership. She said she was shocked, stunned, mortified.
Cheap and easy and clothes. She's joking. Membership.
Nothing wrong with it.
Joking.
Christina was like, "I just picked up some photos."
Right.
I had Christmas cards there last year. Actually, at Walgreens, which is even worse.
There you go. She picked up the photos from a CVS pharmacy in February. Shocked, stunned, mortified, humiliated, and severely distressed to discover that her name had been changed to Ching Chong Lee on a receipt attached to the envelope. By the way, if you're going to do that on the receipt, that's the one that goes in the back. That's not the customer copy. A copy of the CVS receipt containing the racial epithet was included in the lawsuit. Ching Chong is a pejorative term that sometimes used by speakers of English to mock people of Chinese ancestry or other Asians who may be mistaken for Chinese. I don't know. Anyway,
she probably gets about $200,000 of that, maybe.
Yeah.
After you take away.
That's so crazy.
Lawyer costs and
well,
everything.
Saying, like,
I need to pay attention to my
receipts. I thought you meant how many times she gets called Ching Chong. That's what I thought you were
no.
saying.
No. At least 200,000 times.
No, that's
wasn't
what
the headline like Ka-ching, which yes. is more offensive to me.
It's from The Smoking Gun. And
oh my
they,
God,
see, they like puns too. She had released a written statement. "You think it's very funny? It's very disturbing
no,
to me.
No.
Why doesn't he just call me?"
Do a Schwarzenegger. You can't do that.
Why? Because I'm doing her as male?
Because history.
Why doesn't he call me
nope,
Ching?
No.
It has same derogatory
By
name.
The way, when you see a payout like this for a single instance, what it usually means is either through the discovery process or through other complaints on file, this isn't a one-time thing.
Probably not, no.
So this is declared a bunch of, like the everybody's favorite shitty lawsuit example, the woman who had the coffee spilled on her lap and got millions of dollars, and everyone's like, that's
terrible.
Have you
seen the photos of her, though?
Yeah. First of all, she was very seriously injured in a very delicate space on her body. But it was because it was the nth instance of this happening, and it's called punitive damages for a reason. So it was the only thing, like, McDonald's had been repeatedly warned that they were keeping their coffee like 220 degrees or something that was far... far in excess of what it needed to be hot coffee. Like, even Starbucks doesn't go higher than whatever now.
190.
And so that's the reason it was such a huge payout. Like, it was legit. If she had been the first and only person ever, she would not have gotten much of anything.
So. Yeah. So it's about how often it happens and you being lucky number five.
Right. Yeah. With debilitating third degree burns on your groin. So
I thought it was a bullshit. She got away with crazy stuff. Until I saw the picture and I was like, oh fuck, no, she deserves that money.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And again, she doesn't get all of that money either. So.
No.
It goes to
fucking lawyers.
Yeah, it goes to lawyers. So that's what happens to it. So last show we talked about a lady who stole $5,000 from her boyfriend and hid it in her butt. Well, apparently, it's not just ladies that like hiding things in their butts. No, no.
Thank God we're doing more of these stories.
A man had a loaded firearm hidden inside his rectum when he was booked into an Oklahoma jail. Arrested on a minor charge on Sunday of last week, Mark Gregory Valadez was transported to the Oklahoma City jail, where he was only subjected to a pat-down search. Not made to go through a metal detector. As a result of the lax screening, investigators allege... he got into lockup with a Derringer pistol inside his body cavity. The concealed weapon, which contained a single round, is seen in the photo, the evidence photo from the sheriff's department.
Gives a whole new meaning to explosive diarrhea, am I right?
No.
Jeez. I don't know. It's the best I could come up with on short notice.
Investigators learned that Valadez, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, was carrying after he blabbed to other inmates that he'd smuggled a weapon into jail. You never guess what I got in my butt. cavity search.
Who brags about that?
That's probably how that conversation went.
Well, at a certain point, you run out of where you're from. What are you in for?
Hey, bro, why aren't you sitting down?
You've been standing for a long
agitated.
Time. Yeah. You want to do it in the butt? Nope. Got a pistol in there.
How long have you had that limp?
Is that a pistol in your butt, or are you just happy to... Anyway,
or was someone just happy to see you? I think would be
the discovery also resulted in the filing of a felony charge accusing him of possessing contraband in a penal institution. Following the discovery, he was transported to a local hospital for treatment since he was suffering from the adverse impact of placing a Derringer inside of his body. He's being held in lieu of $5,000 bond, which, of course, is the exact amount that the lady in Tennessee had. So someone should get those two butts together and just get that all squared away. Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Here's where I can I can understand what he was going through.
Okay.
It's like, let's say you had shoved the gun up your butt, like on a lark.
As you do.
And you get arrested. It's embarrassing for you to have to admit that there's a gun up your butt. So you just keep it quiet. And then you get in there and you're like, oh shit, I have a gun still up my butt. And then you tell like someone else, because they probably know how to get things out of their butts. They do it all the time. And you're like, I have a thing in my
butt.
It's
like that thing in Orange is the New Black with the screwdriver.
Yeah, you're like, how do I get this thing out of my butt?
You're in a pickle.
Yeah.
She never put it in her butt, though.
That's true. Spoiler alert.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, right. They're cheeky and fun.
Yay, a new shenanigans soundbite.
Yeah, well, it's what happens when you watch... what is it? Super Troopers.
Super Troopers, great movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
About my home state of Vermont, which is nowhere near Florida. Thank goodness, it's far away.
Let's go there now.
It's time for Florida Corner. This is a very odd story. Headline, man flips bird at helicopter, demands TV in Port St. Lucie. That's right, a man accused of apparently flipping the bird at a helicopter and demanding his sexual intercoursing TV was thrown in jail.
Who uses that in a paper?
Well,
is that what you say?
Well, you can't say fucking. And
you could do like the F dash dash dash.
They not in Florida. Remember, Florida journalists write Florida stories.
Why don't they say like lovemaking TV?
It feels
something
so much worse
more.
To say sexual
intercourse.
Finn McCool, 38, got locked up after the...
Finn McCool?
Finn McCool.
That's a cool name to be wasted on a douche.
I know.
Right?
Well, he has a TV that can fuck him, so...
This all went down at 10:23 a.m. back in August. These St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department deputies went to the 800 block of Northeast Prima Vista Boulevard. Following an intoxicated man report, a deputy spoke with McCool, who reportedly yelled obscenities and demanded his sexual intercoursing TV back. McCann smelled the booze. McCann continued his actions to include raising of both of his middle fingers at a passing helicopter and shouting obscenities at it, which I didn't know was illegal. Raising the middle finger, quote, dates back to ancient Greece and was adopted by the Romans as digitus impudus, the impudent finger. That's according to an article on Wired.com. The gesture is interpreted as meaning sexual intercourse you and can be made with the right or left hand. In contemporary parlance, the gesture is called the bird and is paired with the verbs flip, flick, shoot, or give.
Now, tell me, did you have a hard time deciding whether this was more appropriate for Florida Corner or Small Town News? Because it super reads like a Small Town News article.
Does. It really
this
does.
Tiny thing happened. Let's just go super deep on background, shall we?
So
really paint the picture.
Back to the story. Meanwhile, a deputy got McCool to sit in a chair because he was experiencing difficulty standing. Another deputy got him to stand up and put McCool in handcuffs. During this time, McCool began to ask about getting his television back. The affidavit didn't state whether McCool wanted the TV to watch a specific program such as The View or Jeopardy.
I'm sure it's Jeopardy.
He was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge. So there you go. That's a Florida man. More government in Florida. They've banned nicotine in Flagler County, Florida. Cigarette smoking, still legal. It's more inconvenient because nicotine is going to be considered a banned drug beginning October 1st. This means that along with submitting to toxicology screening for illegal drugs, prospective employees of the county will also be screened for nicotine. If someone fails the screening, he or she is prohibited from reapplying for 12 months.
Fuck.
The trend to ban smoking and in public and professional places is an old one, but there has been a marked increase in attempts to limit where one can smoke. University of Maryland and Massachusetts both instituted campus-wide smoking bans, including e-cigarettes. However, they don't go so far as to insist that students be nicotine-free, even with off-campus. Let me turn to you, lawyer on the panel. Is this legal? I know it's different, but Jesus Christ.
You mean, wait, on which side? Banning it or like trying to smoke an e-cigarette in class?
Well, no. The whole thing where you're going to ban nicotine in your county and say if you have nicotine in your system, you can't hold a public job. Because I think what this is, and I'm just guessing here, is a way for them to keep smokers and thus people who might cost them more on their health insurance from being employees.
I think there is legal grounds for discriminating against smokers because it does have an adverse cost. So I think it's been legit in some jurisdictions where, I mean, it's just like you can't get, you know, certain life insurance policies and stuff if you're a smoker or have any number of health concerns.
Sure, I understand that. And I would understand if they wanted to put in a clause in there saying if you're a smoker, then your premium for your health insurance, if you work for the county, is double or triple or whatever it is.
Right.
But to go, oh, well, if you have any nicotine in your system, you can't work here.
Well, I mean, the whole I would think the administering of the drug testing to also screen for nicotine would be excessive and unduly burdensome. It probably has a compelling
public
interest that would allow the law to go forward.
Well, what about people that are just like,
I don't know,
quitting cigarettes?
It's not my area of law.
They're chewing nicotine gum, have patches, e-cigs, things like that. They're still being essentially harassed for something that they maybe don't do.
Or if they chew tobacco or you know, anything of that nature. It's just weird.
I don't know. It's not my area of law.
No. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I'm
but
just
I mean,
spitballing.
It sounds weird to me that it be. And the assertion, and I know legal and right is not the same thing, but it does seem odd to me that it's okay to discriminate if it's going to cost you more.
Usually that's a lot of what it is. And then you're going to have, I mean, I would think the argument on the other side is the addiction argument. You know, you don't. But yes and no. I mean, it's totally fine to say that you refuse to employ and to fire somebody who has like a drug problem or an alcohol problem if they are using those substances and it interferes with their job. Mm-hmm. So like that, just the status of being an addict to something is fine. It's when you're doing the thing that you're
when
addicted
it affects
to
your job.
When it affects your job. So.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to fly. I think someone's going to challenge that bad boy.
They probably will. It's probably, what state was it?
Florida.
I don't know. I don't know if they're right to work state, but I think it would come up in their collective bargaining as well.
Yeah. The bottom line is it's Florida. So all bets are off. As we found
out. Is it just when they're being hired?
Yeah, it's this one county. You have to test if you test positive for nicotine, you can't get hired by the county, and you have to wait 12 months before you can apply again.
How soon is that out of your system?
Nicotine? I don't know.
I don't know.
No idea.
I would just say, though, when you hire someone, you could not hire someone because you don't like their purse that they had.
Right.
Like, you have every smoker. Right.
Smokers are not a protected class, so...
Right.
If they're not... They can't refuse to hire someone... Probably in Florida. I mean, at least you get the federal things, but probably in Florida if they are man, woman, you know, particular ethnicity, particular religion, particular whatever. In California, sexual orientation would fall under there too. But if it's like, I don't like your shirt or I just don't like you,
yeah,
then you can go ahead and do it. And there's a lot of things that could make people part of a class that is completely fine to discriminate on the basis of. So.
It just seems odd. By the way, let's go to a happy story now. The Pope... is apparently a nice guy. Anna Romano is a woman in Rome who became pregnant by her lover, as one does. He's married, and he told her that he wouldn't take care of the baby. He then advised her to get an abortion. Desperate, she wrote to Pope Francis for advice, as one does. The Pope didn't write back. No, he picked up the phone and called her. Here's the translation. She said, "On the phone, I was stunned. I listened to his words. He had read my letter. He reassured me that the baby was a gift from God, a sign of providence. He told me that I would never be left alone. After only a few minutes on the phone, the Pope's words restored her to hope. She said, he filled my heart with joy when he told me that I was very brave and strong for my child. When I told him I intended to baptize, but I was afraid that it's not possible because I'm a single mother, already divorced, he reassured me saying, I'm convinced that you will not have trouble finding a spiritual father, but if not, know that there is always me." So,
you don't need to. You can baptize. That's fine.
If the child is a boy, Anna told the Holy Father that she will name him Francis. That is a pope who knows how to pope. So there you go. The Pope does something nice.
I think that's less. The Pope's been making a lot of phone calls lately because I read a story the other day.
Yeah.
No, he has been. It's like his thing now.
He's got Pope robocallers.
Yeah. They'd be like, it was an old sounding guy who had an accent. I'm sure it was the Pope. No, he called a rape survivor.
Yep.
And like a rape and abuse survivor and said, you know, hang in there, you're not alone, which to me is more compelling than Pope makes obvious pro-life call
don't
to whatever.
Have an abortion.
So
it would be cooler if the Pope called. It was like, God, this was a sign from God. You should have killed the baby.
You know he's not Italian, right?
I know, okay. But it's the only it's the voice you think of.
He's
when you
Argentinian.
Think of a pope.
Just make a little more Spanish sounding. Yeah. Okay, you're close. It's a Latin language.
Hola, you should have killed the baby.
Donde está el babino? No.
Sí.
¿Cómo se dice la fetus? I don't know. No idea what that means.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
All right, it's time for small town news, and we go to the reasonably small town of Plattsburgh, New York, for a favorite segment from the Press Republican. It's Speak Out.
Yay.
Titled Signal. Please use a turn signal when parallel parking. Otherwise, there's no way for the cars behind you to know to give you extra room to back up. Besides being a legal thing to do, it saves everyone time and grief.
No, that's a fair point.
That's
and everyone in Sacramento should use their fucking turn signals all the time.
Yeah.
They don't.
My God, what is wrong
that's
with
not
this
fair.
City?
That's not fair because sometimes people use their turn signals even when they're not turning. Like heading down the freeway with the blinker on.
I'd rather be overly cautious than they like, oh, okay, we're turning.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing 90?
Oh, you're
just
slowing down. Okay.
I like people just like make it flicker on for a second as they go through the lane.
I had a woman give me a dirty look and flick me off because she was merging from when you're going down 5 South and that Richards, like, it's a off ramp if you're in that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to not exit the freeway. Which I would have known had she used her signal, I would have amended my speed to be able to do so. But you see, she wasn't using a signal. She was just driving in that lane. How the fuck am I supposed to know? She doesn't want to get off at Richards.
She gave you the impudent finger.
Yes.
Yeah, people just assume that you'll adjust for them instead of deciding whether or not they need to adjust.
I will adjust for them if they tell me what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just hate when people, like, I have my signal on and I try to, like, merge to exit and they won't let me in. And I finally, like, get my way in and then they're like, oh, I was just trying to get in your lane. And I didn't want to wait because I'm a big asshole.
Up next, parking.
Yeah.
Pull into a convenience store. Employees have taken all the front parking spots.
Inconvenient.
And this is all day. Emailed corporate and made a suggestion. This was 2 months ago and nothing changed.
That's the best/worst speak out I've heard yet.
Meeting. If an individual is worried about the appearance of the village of Rouse's Point, then maybe they should attend a public meeting and stick up for the recreation department, whose staffing has been cut in half in nearly the past year.
You should support your local parks department. You really should.
Yep.
Did you write all these speak outs this week?
No. But I agree that you should support your local parks department.
Hmm? So. The next one's entitled Oval. Are spectators so lazy they have to park on the grass at the Oval, causing damage and expense to taxpayers? There are two parking lots available. Who's policing this? Try modeling a little for your athletes. I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Sure.
It's true. Parenting. Just because kids turn 18 doesn't mean you as a parent have to kick them out of your life. I can't think of a better time to parent to be in their kid's life. A lot going on, and they need parents to help them out.
Mom.
Sorry, Jimmy, age 18.
What's going on in Plattsburgh, New York, where they're like, 18, get the fuck out?
It happens.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Next, prisons. I'm happy to see that they're finally closing prisons, and I don't care who loses their job because of it. Thanks to law enforcement's great work, the crime rate in New York State has dropped. Therefore, there doesn't need to be as many places to facilitate criminals.
I don't think that the word means what you think it means. That doesn't speak out person. That's not. No.
Hey, did you know that heavy trucks have ruined Chesterfield Street in Keysville? It's in terrible shape.
I did.
Fucking heavy trucks.
It's in terrible shape and needs paving.
It's the axle weight. It's really bad.
A couple more. Great idea. City-owned marina. Maybe the city could open a few restaurants, too. And how about a car dealership?
Yeah!
Yeah! So dumb when the city operates a place like that, a marina or a parking lot, which actually cities do a lot. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this is titled Hedges, and this is important. Home and business owners in the city, please remember to trim any bushes hanging over sidewalks.
Yeah, ladies.
Yeah, you want to keep that bush trimmed back.
Oh.
People trip over it. It's terrible.
Oh.
Grooming is important. Want to thank Nick and Michaela Pettigrew. I'm getting closer. Sorry. For sitting in. Ted and Becca should be back next week.
But I'll be gone.
Christiana will be gone, so we'll mock her then. No,
yep.
We won't.
That's fine. You will.
Now, we're going to do nothing but talk about New York and how Ted and Becca ignored 9/11 while they were there.
Oh, everybody go to Critical Hit tonight. And
oh, yeah,
Zach
yeah,
Comedy
yeah.
Fest all this
Zach
week.
Zach Comedy Fest. Tickets are only $55. So, you know, it's either that or buy Madden 25. So, whatever you want to do. Lifetime of fun with Madden or a week of comedy.
There you go. And the final show of That Happened is going to be on September 28th at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. So come on out and enjoy. Check SacComedySpot.com for all the shows at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. SacComedyFest.com for shows at the Sacramento Comedy Fest. NateDarlingShow.com. Click through to shop Amazon. And for all the latest shows, hey, like us on Facebook. We'll put extra content on there for you. You can follow me on Twitter if you like, because I say some things that are funny and sometimes things that are inflammatory, and sometimes things that are just plain stupid when I'm a little tipsy, because, you know, that's what you do. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for this week. You all have a lovely weekend. Don't let Friday the 13th get you down, because really, no one's going to come and kill you with a mask on. This is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Can't hold us. By the way, it's featuring Ray Dalton, in case you were wondering. This is the Nate Darling Show. You all have a fabulous time. And make sure you turn that signal on when you're going to park, because it's important. Bye then. Yeah, I'm
I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is